When we really sit down and take time to look deeper into our lives, we will see that there are actually many areas that require healing. And by this, I mean the healing that is within us, which is often the most easily neglected part. Throughout our lives, we will accumulate hurts, bad habits, negative experiences, some temperaments, different temptations that may cause us to feel accused, helpless in flesh, having self-pity, and even some cracks in our interpersonal relationships, family living, finances, and more. We have many different forms of spiritual illnesses here and there. But the main thing is, why is it that even after we have received Christ, we are still laden with all these long-standing issues? Now for that, we must really understand the root of this spiritual illness. Firstly, we must understand that we are living in a world surrounded by many different kinds of spiritual deception. In Isaiah 59 verse 4, it says, "No one calls for justice. No one pleads a case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments. They utter lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil." Now, we are all born with sins. Therefore, we will have a tendency to lean towards lies. Our thoughts, emotions, and even environment we are immersed in may be filled with lies as well. We hear mantras like, we are living in this world to survive, to gain as much as we can, to win others, to look better, and such. When what is external goes into our hearts, this becomes a deception that those are truths we should live by. Without eyes and ears that are set on God, we will easily let these things of the world take over our hearts. Now, why do we live in sins? Because when one has departed from God, they are also departed from the truth of God that guides and protects our lives. Without the truth of God's word, we will be easily swaying left and right with whatever happens around us. When things are going great, we are quick to be arrogant. When things turn bad, we quickly feel lousy. When something triggers us, we will tend to act according to what we deem fit. As we do so, our carnal nature, selfish desires, will grow even more, and that is where different spiritual illnesses form and take root. To really expose the deception and become a better lie detector in our own lives, we need solid reference to go back to, and that is God's Word. The Word of God sets us apart from the voices of the world and brings us before the enlightenment of the Lord to see things with a clear and sound heart and mind. From there, we will receive answers from Him and gradual healing in areas we require. So, what truths does the Word of God tell us? In Isaiah 30 verse 10 it says, "They say to the seers, see no more visions, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy illusions." Brothers and sisters, the pleasant things refer to what is pleasing to our ears, and the prophecy illusions refer to the lies that people would like to believe. Now, these are all things that people enjoy receiving, but we must know that what sounds good might not be all beneficial and true. Therefore, we have to ask ourselves, when we go to church and listen to the word, are we only taking in what we like to hear, receiving some positivity, finding some programs, or seeking some kind of miracle healing to feel good? Now, let us not be deceived, because they may momentarily give us some relief or joy, but these are not things that will allow us to receive a complete healing in our spirits. When we go back to our fields and roles, we will still be relying on the old self, living in deception. Therefore, the Word of God is a good test kit of the information and insinuations we get daily. Is this really what God thinks about you? Does your emotion now really validate your identity as a child of God? Is this your own need, or is it what God convicts you, and such? Next, the truth of God also reveals man's solutions. Now in this world, it is filled with many human-driven ways because it allows us to cope with situations around us quickly. For example, sometimes when one feels frustrated, they will rant things out with another person to feel better. However, if we do not turn to God during times of distress, we will slowly lose our heart of reliance on God alone. Or there could be others that always get someone else to do their work, and after seeing that it works, they continue to work things around this way. However, they start to lose people's respect and get into broken interpersonal relationships. For those who are laden with sickness, even though we are taking in medications of all sorts, but if ultimately they do not come to know the truth of God to lead their lives, their hearts may never receive the peace from above. Therefore, with the truth of God, man's solutions are revealed to us, and we can then see the limitations of it and how we should only rely on the God-driven way. Only this way will we start opening our eyes and hearts to His grace and works. Finally, the truth of God is a constant restoration of knowing God and who we are in Him all over again. Now, this is something that we often forget, So when we go back to the Word, that is where we will keep realizing areas we have spiritual discrepancy over. We have to learn and relearn two important truths. Firstly, as we are living in this world, there is one God and our Almighty Lord that we belong to. And secondly, because of this, we must confirm that we are loved, redeemed, and guided by Him. When this becomes the foundation of our identity, esteem, and dignity, not our status, our past, or our achievements, then will we realize that there is nothing to feel lacked or accused about. Only with this truth will the Holy Spirit be able to convict us, enlighten us, and give us answers that we truly need to resolve root problems, not just symptoms. When the Word of God brings us to certain perspectives, it may not be what we desire or what pleases us at first, but as we keep following in His leading, it becomes a stepping stone to many healing processes in our spirits. We can see in the example of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus has been living his life in lies with people hating him and him hating people as well. That is why when he was a tax collector, he often oppressed others. But when Jesus came, embraced him, and the Word of truth entered his life, amazingly, his heart started to be filled with humility and he repented his way before others. After which, the Lord Jesus said to him in Luke 19 verse 9, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." Many times, we are not sure why we fail, why we struggle so hard, why we have to live in shame and so on. But it is until the day we meet the Word of God, then will we really receive the deep and thorough healing of God from our rooted spiritual illnesses. If not, any other healing are only but superficial and temporal effects on our emotions and thoughts. May we all restore the humility to go back to God's truth, expose the lies in our living, and continue to grow repentance and reliance on the Lord as He heals us in His time. God bless.